Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So we've got a couple of games that'll decide teams' playoff fates. We've got one that may just be for positioning, and we've got another one between the top two teams in the country. Let's dive into Saturday's conference championship slate here on BetMGMU alongside RJ Choppy and John Martin. I'm Chris Mack, and let's just go in chronological order, shall we, boys? Let's start 12 Eastern, 11 a.m. Central at Jerry World in Arlington. It's the Big 12 championship game. Number 11, BYU, fighting for their playoff lives against number 5, Texas Tech. Tech favored by 12.5, 13 some shops, and they took care of business against BYU earlier this year. Yeah, it was in Lubbock, but it was dominant. I don't think home road had much to do with it. 29-7, they owned them basically from start to finish. This would be the first Big 12 title for either team in their program's history. Tech's defense, for what it's worth, games played in Texas, has allowed fewer than 10 points per game. I don't know, again, if neutral field, home field matters in this game. 12.5 is a big number, though, John. Especially with, I don't think a loss knocks Texas Tech out of the playoff. A win most certainly gets BYU in.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough mountain to climb here, boys. You know, Texas Tech has been playing as good as anybody the last, you know, few weeks, and we talked about them. They're spending more money on their athletes this year than any program in America. Football, basketball, across the board. I mean, they are as invested in as resourced as anybody. Not that BYU isn't, but I think this number is well earned by now. You know, BYU's coach has kind of been in the mix, like a lot of coaches have been in the mix for Penn State. I know that that program will definitely hire the right high school coach when that time comes. But I think I just would not
Smith
be able
is
to pay
by that remark.
Terry Smith, man, he's getting interest from Memphis. He's getting interest from the Las Vegas Raiders. I mean, if that wasn't just a pure leverage play, my God, who was it? Jordan Schultz. Jordan Schultz got absolutely used and abused by that guy. But it would be hard for me to fade Texas Tech at this point.
Yeah, I don't want to touch it at all. I mean, I think BYU could get 12.5 is a big number. I think they can get a backdoor here. But, you know, Tech is just a better team. They're a really, really good team. I am scared, though, for Red Raider Nation if they were to lose this game. I don't think they should drop out. But we just saw, you know, we've seen teams drop 4 to 7. Bama dropped 7 spots, right? Texas dropped 7 spots. You want to drop 7 spots here and have a committee, a subjective group of people in a made-for-TV event have to choose you or Notre Dame? Ooh. I don't think I want any part of that. I just win the game and don't leave it up to the committee, because that committee, man, I don't trust it. I don't trust it. They will find any way to put Alabama and Notre Dame in that tournament over Texas Tech. They'll just figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, if logic and reason had a lot to do with this, it would be hard to keep Texas Tech out even with a loss, because it would be their only I call it legitimate loss of the season. They have a loss to Arizona State when they didn't have their starting quarterback. And it would be to a team that they already beat earlier in the year. But you're right, Choppy. If you want to remove all doubt, they take care of business. And I agree with you, John. I would not touch it at this number. It's not enough. Texas Tech has, I want to say, covered six when favored by double digits against other Power Four teams this year. Saturday afternoon in Atlanta, Georgia, Bama, number 3 versus number 10. Team's second meeting of the season, obviously. Bama won 24-21 in Athens back in late September. And the fourth time, John, these two have matched up in the SEC championship game since 2018. Bama has won all three of those. Tight spread at 2.5.
Yeah, I mean, I would bet the under here, actually. Mm-hmm.
Because it's been going up throughout the week, too. It was down 45.5 earlier in the week, up to 47.5 as we sit here and talk right now.
And I would bet it the other way because, honestly, who does this game matter for? I mean, I guess you can argue seeding or whatever the case, but, I mean, I just kind of look at it like both of these teams just want to get out of this game healthy, right? I mean, that's the idea here is to just survive in advance and get to the playoff. Again, is there a chance that you can improve seeding? And you know, but I don't know how much that matters to either of these teams. I don't know how possible that is for either of these teams. So, I just kind of think you're going to see a lot of, runs in the game script. I think, you know, again, both teams know each other really well. And obviously, you know, there is capable quarterback play if they decide to open it up. But I just kind of think both teams will, because you guys were talking about it, I just don't really think these conference championship games matter to anybody anymore because, you know, they just don't have the same implications. It used to be you'd plan your whole – and I look, it's an SEC championship game, so I understand that it will matter. That's just the way it is. But in terms of relative to what it was, I just think teams want to get it over with and get to the playoffs. So I would take the under here, 47.5.
Choppy, do you think there's a chance, though, that if Bama gets hung with a third loss, even though it's to Georgia, in an SEC championship game, does it open the door for the committee that's been fighting this Miami-Notre Dame battle all year to say, well, we got a couple two-loss teams. Bama, you got three losses. I don't care about the quality of loss. Again, precedent means nothing with this college football playoff committee. You would think losing in the SEC championship game would not cost you a playoff spot, but the number 3 in the L column would give me pause.
Yeah, it would. I think what they're going to wind up doing, the SEC and Big Ten game is just protected. I don't think they're gonna penalize you. I think this is going to only help you. You know, SMU last year lost in the ACC championship game. They stayed in. They didn't penalize them for it. I don't think now they may not do that this year with some of the other conferences, because I think they feel like they may have gotten burned by SMU last year. I think the problem with SMU last year was the same problem with the playoff last year, is that Penn State and Texas probably should have had a bye, and they shouldn't have been playing them anyway. They should have had to go to Happy Valley to play that game. But I think, yeah, I don't think anything is going to happen to the Big Ten or the SEC championship game loser. And if it does,
yeah, I mean, because you can't penalize a team for right. playing when right. you know Notre Dame and right. Miami don't have anything else to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yep. I just don't think you can do that.
Yep, I agree. And then what's going to happen is if they do penalize them for that, that will be the end of these games.
No question. I mean, you have, like, I'm not playing. If I play and a loss hurts me, I am simply opting out.
Right.
And then you guys figure out what to do with it.
Yeah. I mean, like the conversation we had earlier, the conference championship games are going to become completely meaningless if they aren't already, certainly once the playoff expands.
We know this is the second year in a row where we've had this discussion about a team playing in the conference championship game if it hurts them to lose. It was SMU last year, which it didn't, obviously, we know. And then we're talking about it with Alabama, and they're 2.5-point underdogs, so they're probably, I mean, they're favored to have three losses here. And I just think it's just silly. It's just silly that we're in these situations. I don't really, I mean, I know TV inventory and all that, but with an expanded playoff and more on the way, like, I just feel like we could afford to do away with these, and we just decided a regular season champion in the regular season.
Yeah, one that does matter, Saturday night in Charlotte, unranked Duke against number 16, Virginia. Virginia wins. They're in. Probably is the fourth highest ranked conference champion. Duke wins. Chaos. The anti-RJ choppy theory. We might get two group of five teams in the playoff and no ACC teams. I don't understand why this is just 3.5. Virginia beat Duke on the road by 17.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
2 weeks ago, I think it was. I don't understand how this is just 3.5. It does not compute for me. I think Virginia takes care of business here, and then they'll go off in the playoff and get absolutely run out of the building by somebody. But that's a conversation for next week. It does cause chaos, though, John, if Duke somehow wins this game. And it would be very ACC-ish for that to happen.
Most definitely. I mean, you know, the ACC is like, please lose Duke. Please, like, don't even play around and win this game. Like, yeah. And I think, you know, there's a human psychology element, right? There's literally zero pressure on Duke to go out there and just, like, let it rip. Who cares? Like, you can't really do anything other than spoil it for Virginia anyway. So go do it. So I think that's probably part of it. And we'll see. Virginia's been really good. I mean, credit to Tony Elliott. I did not think he was going to get that thing off the ground at all there the last couple of years, and he has. So credit to him. But yeah, I do. I think it's a very interesting and awkward dynamic with this ACC championship game.
Yeah, I don't get it either. I mean, they already won at Duke. It just doesn't make any sense. This is, and look, let's be fair. Virginia stinks. Like, they're not the 17th best team in the nation. We know that. If they played Michigan or USC and a number of teams, we know it's going to happen. I think this number should be much, much higher than this. But hey, I mean, I want to credit, you know, UVA here. I mean, this would give them a second win over a team with a winning conference record. I think that's huge. That's something they should be proud of.
You know, for a man who's taken all the shots at the group of five this week, you would think you'd be more supportive of a possible power four conference champion, RJ Choppy.
Yeah, RJ.
Well, I mean, that just goes to show you that the ACC is a power four conference.
Oh, wow. More shots fired. So it's the power three or is it the power two?
They call it a power two now. They basically, yeah, I mean, it's yeah, referred no, to
it's
as a power two now.
It's the P2. Yeah, it's the P2, then there's the other two, and then there's the group of five.
That's right.
All right. Speaking of the P2, a game that...
Group of six now, by the way. It's the group of six.
That's right.
There you go.
Pac-12.
A game that means absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. The Big Ten championship game at Lucas Oil Field in Indy. Also Saturday night, 8 Eastern kick. Number 2 Indiana, number 1 Ohio State. How in the world can either one of you explain to me how this number is only 4.5? I know Indiana has been good this year, okay? But the gulf between Ohio State and everybody else is astronomical, including Indiana. I don't understand how this thing isn't at least 6.5. Because Ohio State, even though this game means absolutely nothing for them, is going to go in there and take care of Indiana. I don't think it'd be a rout, but would any of us be the least bit surprised for this to be like a 34-24 kind of game? They're going to win by double digits. They are. And I don't understand how in the world this thing has only moved from what, four? It's still four in some spots, from four to four and a half this week. Like, I don't get it. All due respect to Kurt Cignetti and the Hoosiers and Mendoza and all that. I think there'll be a tough out in the playoff, depending on who they play. I'm not saying Indiana is bad. I want to be clear about that. Indiana is a very, very good football team this year. They're undefeated for a reason. This is Ohio State, man. Like, this is not a 4.5-point game, John.
Well, first of all, you say all due respect. It doesn't sound like it's respect at all. It sounds like it's nothing but disrespect.
Well, no, when
from
you say all due respect, you can say whatever the hell you want and get away with it. That's right.
Yeah. No offense, but, you know, this guy absolutely sucks and he's never won anything in his entire life. But no, I mean, I understand. And I think it's the same logic here that I use in the SEC championship, like same total. I think both these teams just, I mean, I could see Indiana possibly carrying more, right? Like, because this is our opportunity to knock off an Ohio State where, you know, they don't, you know, again, it's like, I'm trying to get into the psychology here. How seriously does Ryan Day take this? How seriously do the Ohio State, Buckeyes take this? I don't know. So I think that's part of it. It's like, you're trying to figure out who's more motivated in this game to win. I guess I would say Indiana would be. That's probably why you're seeing it not get out to 6.5, 7.
Man, Ohio State's 8-1 against the Big Ten against the spread this year. The only spread loss is Purdue. Go back to last year, same thing, right? I mean, if you were to just bet blindly Ohio State against the spread against Big Ten teams, you're covering every game except for like Michigan. Right, you know, the last few years they didn't cover against Michigan a couple times, and then you know that Oregon game from last year out west. Other than that, man, if you just blindly bet Ohio State against the spread against the Big Ten, you're gonna win all the time. So I am with you. I don't understand why it's so low. I think you have to get this thing outside of a touchdown if you're gonna even come close to taking Indiana. I'm all over Ohio State here.
Yeah, and again, it's a game that means absolutely nothing. If Ohio State loses, they fall to 2, and Indiana moves to 1. If Indiana loses, I mean, maybe they fall, depending on what happens, you know, they'll fall to 3. Georgia would move up. Maybe they fall to 4, depending on how Texas Tech beats BYU. If it's 54-0, they'll move up. But, like, I don't see the reality where there is a possibility. There's a universe, certainly, where Indiana beats an unmotivated, like you said, John, Ohio State team. Mm-hmm. But I just, because, again, it means nothing. Maybe Day takes his wide receivers out at the first sign of any kind of tweak for those guys, and he doesn't want to take any chances. But
wasn't there like some speculation that Oregon would do that last year? I feel like we kind of had that talk.
Yeah, there was a question about whether they were going to play those guys against Penn State, and they did, and they took care of it. So
that's why James Franklin's at Virginia Tech.
All right. Speaking of coaching moves, the coaching carousel, we'll get into it next. Is Penn State actually going to hire anybody? Who the hell knows? I got friends there, and I don't even know what the hell's going on anymore. Plus, our favorite plays of the weekend and a pizza money parlay as well, all on the way here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.